Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, and this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Dande.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at the coronavirus pandemic and what companies are doing in an effort to find vaccines.
Yes, Jonga, as we speak right now, more than 5 million people throughout the world have COVID-19. They are COVID-19 positive.
Yes, and remember that and we have more than 347,000 people who have also died or succumbed to the pandemic. And in Zimbabwe, we have over 50 people who are positive with 25 confirmed recoveries and 4 deaths. And we've noticed, Chris, that around the world, in some countries, the cases are said to be going down, while in countries like Mexico and Brazil, the cases are going up. And I think that is something that we are going to discuss tonight with our guests. Maybe Tombotine Rimiwa Maide Nasi Tirikurukura Ticharisa Nezvedenda Rechirwere cheCOVID-19 Ranetsa Pasi Rose. Tinoziva kuti pasi rose vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vakupfuura 5.5 million. Kuchiti vafa nechirwere ichocho vakudarika 347,000. Muno muAmerica matiri kune vanhu vanodarika 1.6 million vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchitiwo vanodarika 98,000 vashaya nacho. KuZimbabwe ndizvo zvimwe chete tine vanhu vanodarika makumi mashanu vari kuzivikanwa kunzi vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Ipapo pamakumi mashanu pane vanodarika makumi maviri vapona kubva kuchirwere ichochi nevana vanozivikanwa vafa nechirwere ichochi. Saka nhasi toda kumboti kurukure muchirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Live Talk kuti tinzwewo kuti matanho apa ari kunzwikwa nenyika dzakasiyana siyana dziri kunzira kugadzira mavaccine kana nhomba kana mishonga yenhomba inodzivirira chirwere ichochi kana utachiwana hunokonzera COVID-19. Ndo zvatoda kuti kurukure nhasi nevadare vedu vatichange tichikupai tichikupirai kwavari muchinguva chidiki chinotevera. Chris Kuluma.
Yebo Jonga, solokandaba kusadivana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba, siyaqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngodaba lwegcikwane le-coronavirus kumbe i-COVID-19. Umhlaba wonke jikelele abantu abedlula izigidi ezinhlanu, i-5 million, bale gcikwane leli. Kuthi eZimbabwe bayedlula amatshumi amahlanu, i-54 asebelalo leli gcikwane asebasithiyayo, bane kuphela 40. Izwekazi lonke le-Afrika, i-South Africa yiyo labantu asebaningi abalegcikwane leli. Izolo nje kuphela kufe abedlula amatshumi amahlanu, 52, Jonga.
Ndizvozvo Chris, wataurawo nyika iri pedyo zvekuti neZimbabwe, South Africa ndo imwe yenyika muAfrica dziri kunzi dzakabatwa nechirwere ichochi, kusanganisira Morocco, Algeria neNigeria, ndedzimwe dzenyika dziri kunzi muAfrica dzakabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kufa muSouth Africa hunonzi huri kuti wandei, zvinove zviri kutyirwa nevakawanda muZimbabwe kuti zvinogona kukanganisa utano hwevanhu vemuZimbabwe, tichitarisa kuvakidzana kwatakaita neSouth Africa uye kuti vanhu muSouth Africa vanongoyambuka Limpopo vapinda muZimbabwe, vemuZimbabwe vanongoyambuka Limpopo vopinda muSouth Africa. Saka ndo nyaya dzatoda kuti tikurukure tichibata-bata nhasi uno muchirongwa chedu. Pari zvino tinokusvitsai kuna Dr. Edgar Munatsi, vanove chiremba vari kuEngland uko. Dr. Munatsi, pindai muchirongwa mukwazisa vateereri.
Ndinotenda vajonga kwaziva vateereri vese vakatenda kwaziva.
Aiwa, tinotenda kuti vateereri vari kukunzwai, asi kana ndirini muteereri wenyu, Dr. Munatsi, ndiri kunzwirai kure. Aiwa, zvisinei, ndofunga pamwe pameno pamike penyu ipapa pamwe makamboikwidza kwidza tinogona kunzwanana. Asi tichitarisa, Dr. Munatsi, maybe you can start by responding to this question in English. What's your general take to the trend of this pandemic, considering that most of the countries now around the world, they are considering reopening and lessening the tightness that has gripped most countries with regards to these lockdowns. What's your general take to this?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. I can say that it is very clear that most countries which had instituted lockdowns as a way of controlling the coronavirus have started witnessing you know, the number of infections going down, and they are trying to you know, relax these lockdown measures using a methodical way where they release bit by bit, not just open all of a sudden everything, people going to work. It's going to be a gradual process in terms of opening the economies. We have seen that many countries have suffered. People have been laid off because companies cannot keep on paying people who are seated at home. So these are some of the challenges that are facing many countries, and it's a balancing act, and it's going to be a very tight balancing act in terms of trade-off between making sure that economies survive. At the same time, we also do not witness, you know, a second wave of infections.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Munatse. Chris, I think you heard what Dr. Munatse said. But before you respond to that or you take over, Chris, regarding what Sanangura Vaterer, Dr. Munatse, Wanga Wachi, Sanangura, Kuti, Ongu, Eparku, Neka, Panane Papo, Kuti, Namuku, Ruku Zikira, Munetsimon, Jimbo, Richie, Wenekwans, Namuku, Ruku Kirira, Uyo, Nenyatsu, Kuti, Parku, Zamwa, Kutipanga Bachuanikwa. Mishonga inenge ichibatsira mukudzivirira chirwere ichi. Tichadzoka kuna Dr. Munatse tichinzwa kuti Chris ari kuti Chris.
Yes, Jonga, I understand we still have Mr. Denmore, right?
Yes, he is here with us. Let me just bring him on board. Yes, vamoyo kwaisai zvenyu vamwe muno.
Vamoyo.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Mr. Gandhi. Sorry, I was muted there. How are you?
Mr. Moyo, Gandhi, what's your take on the rise in numbers here in the United States? I think that's what Gandhi wanted to say.
I wanted to add that, especially noting that most states have reopened business.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Moyo. Yeah, like the previous speaker alluded, it's a critical balancing act that has to be done by the states when they reopen, because yes, of course, the economy needs to be reopened, but the question becomes at what cost and how many lives can we say it's okay to lose to keep the economy running. I think if anyone, it was your family member, you wouldn't want to hear that. More so, especially if they are hospitalized and they already are infected with COVID-19, you would like that not to be spread. And therefore, the balancing act of opening the state has been politicized mostly by the Republicans, because Donald Trump is looking at November and is saying, well, if we get to November with the economy performing poorly as it has been, already we have over 36 million people who have filed for unemployment. It's unattainable, and therefore it's a sure sign for him to lose the election. So to him, it is critical that he opens the states so that the economy can start churning again. But the question is at what cost? Because we saw the meeting at Congress about last week. They were questioning the doctors. They were testifying before the Senate. And one of the questions was at what cost? How many people should be sacrificed for the economy? And I'm sure it's a difficult question for anyone to answer. We are seeing a measured approach. Now they are reopening. The testing is a vital, critical component of it. Social distancing is very important. But then we have conflicting sort of messages from Trump. On one hand, he says, I don't wear a mask, take hydrochloroquine. And yet all these things have been proved that the masks are helping to lower the spread. And that hydroxychloroquine really, it does not help, and actually it can exacerbate someone who's already sick.
Yes, Vamoyo, Anjina Chris Munga, Zokura Renes in the village.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, yeah, Evan Gucho, Iguti, Ikuane Leli, Lingos Gakul, and Masi Kuluman Bona Loko Wenza Alan Happy America, Mavanyans Guti, Amazo Manning, Alandela, Ogenzuayo, the America. And the Sears with the America so far, year LA highest number of abantu abashonileyo or even ababanjwe ileli gciwane masibheka ngamazwe ngamazwe. So la e-America sibona ukuthi udaba lolu lokuvula solupoliticiziwe ngama-Republican, especially ngumongameli uDonald Trump, ngoba yena usekhangelane lo November i-election lezayo, and I'm sure akumphathi kahle uma ebhekisisa ama-ratings, ama-poll ratings akhe. Lo daba lokuthi abantu abaningi sebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, sikhuluma nje sekulabantu abadlula 36 million asebefayile i-unemployment. So uTrump uyakubona lokhu ukuthi kuyi-setback towards i-re-election yakhe ngo-November. So sezama ukuthi afosele ama-state ukuthi avule. Kodwa udaba olukhona yilolu ukuthi okay, lizovula at what cost, ngoba igciwane leli, one, akukabi le vaccine ukuthi abantu bangalibambi, two, akula cure for it. So ma ungaphomba ukuvula nje ama-states waya kanjalo, ikuthatha ama-chance. But uTrump siyamazi ngumuntu vele oyigambler, ngumuntu wamakhasino. So mhlawumbe uzitshela ukuthi la akusela ngenye indlela, ngangcono omhle ngigembule kayi-one. It's either ngithatha i-chance ilokhu njana leyo ingakhuphuki, igciwane leli lingakhuphuki ebantwini, then come November umkhonomi ma usuphikhile abantu bazongivotela again. Kodwa i-chance enkulu kakhulu leyo, ngoba singabona ama-number la iqala ukukhuphuka again, kusho ukuthi hhayi abantu vele bahle balahlekelwe lithemba nge-leadership yakhe.
Chris Lufunga wanzi kwa zataurwa na Mr. Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, laku 9885 kilohertz ku short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusuka ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 pm sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku 4930 6040, laku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave.
I'm also joined by Mrs. Sazini Mandazi, which is in the UK. I think there is an echo there. Maybe we can close our mics if we are not using them at the moment. Chris, I think you can throw a question to Ms. Mandazi there.
Yes, Ms. Mandazi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, Mr. Kande, Gunjan.
Yeah, can you tell us about the people who are quarantined in Zimbabwe? You understand that they are not getting fair treatment. What have you heard about them?
Okay, Zimbabwe, I've got Ukazi Nwami Ubese, South Africa. She left South Africa on Friday. Bafika UCE, baba quarantined. So at the moment, she sent me ama videos, which I've got with me. Agula social distancing at all. And the staff, social welfare, they're being really rough towards abantu abagu quarantine. They are being treated njeng abantu abayizibotsha, which owe into ebuhlungu. So ngoba ngendlela okungakhona phakathi ekantini lapha babe bekhona, there's no social distancing, and babe beminyene ubuhlungu kokuthi noma kuthiwa i-government iyazama ukuthi abantu bavikeleke ngomkhuhlane lobu, they are not doing anything better than into abayenzayo eZimbabwe.
Sikuzwile thina dadewethu uyibeka ngodaba lolu. Kodwa ungathi ujonga lo Chris angisabezwa la, and since we are still streaming ngangcono uqhubeke.
Kuyinto engaso engajabulisiyo kakhulu ukuthi abantu bathathwe ezindaweni lapha abavela khona beye kuthiwa bayafakwa endaweni esafe besiyafakwa endaweni ebuhlungu akuyikho abazabamba khona i-corona. It's very very sad. Kubuhlungu like kithi masibona izihlobo zethu zinjani ukuthi they tried to wait emazweni afana labo South Africa and Botswana ukuthi bengahamba ekhaya. At the end of the day sebesiye ekhaya sebesiyafakwa nabanye abantu beminye bethola umkhuhlane.
Yes, Chris wanzwa mai mandazi vari kutaura nyaya yekuti zvinorwadza kuti vanhu vanenge vaenda kumusha vozvikoiswa mumaquarantine center imomo mavari kuzogariswa musina social distancing musina utsanana vanenge vachitarisirwa zvekuti mumwe anenge akuti dai zvazviri nyore angadai akaenda hake kumba kwavo kwokuti ainongonogara nehama dzake pane kuti anga ari munzvimbo yekuti anogona kuzosangana nedambudziko. Regai tione kuti vamoyo vaakutinzwa here. Mr. Dan Moyo, can you hear us?
Yes, oh, I can hear you.
Yes, you can continue. I earlier asked you your reaction to what Mr. Mandazi just said.
Yeah, I think it's very painful for relatives to witness that. I think the government can do better. I know that the Zimbabwean government sometimes is always found wanting. Recently, they got a grant of over 9 million from the IMF. That money should really be earmarked for instances like this, as well as getting PPEs for our health workers and making sure that when people arrive and are being quarantined, they are being treated decently. I had a friend recently who was here and lives in South Africa. When they were quarantined, they were given hotel rooms, separate hotel rooms, clear social distancing for that 14-day quarantine period. I think Zimbabwe can do better. They cannot continue to mistreat. This is a human rights violation because now what's the point of being quarantined and there's no social distancing? I mean, it defeats the purpose.
I wanted Dr. Munasi to respond to what Ms. Mandazi has said. Zimbabweans who are going back to home with their families are quarantined and in squalid conditions.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. I think it is very disturbing for the Zimbabwean government to be treating its retainees in the manner they are doing. If we have been noticing recently, we noticed that in Zimbabwe there is now a lot of, maybe relatively, a lot of community transmission of COVID-19, which is a clear indication that the government is behind in terms of testing.
Pane vanenge vakavhura mike yavandofunga vari kuti vachiteerera futi ku Facebook ndofunga ichibva yadzoka kwavari. Taura yenyu Dr. Mna, sorry to disrupt you.
No problem. I was saying the government is behind a lot in Zimbabwe as clear evidence by community transmission that is taking place now. So it is very disturbing to see that retainees are being treated in the manner they are being treated. It is like Mr. Moyo was saying, I think the government can do better in terms of providing decent accommodation for retainees during the quarantine period and making sure that people are observing social distancing. The facilities are really, you know, conducive for the purpose of quarantining, because we don't want the quarantining centers to be the hotspot of spreading the COVID-19. It will defeat the purpose of why they've been set up in the first place. So the government really has to do a lot in terms of taking care of retainees. If they are not in the position to do that, then they were mooting the idea of people, you know, maybe self-quarantining at, you know, their own cost or at self-quarantining at home. I think much better.
Wow, thank you so much. Chris, I think you heard what Dr. Munatsi just said. Yes, also, pana vanoitwa Mr. Simbi Soranga, varikuedza kupinda muchirongwa chava zvitsamai manje padariro kuti vanga vachitipo pfungwa dzavo. Tombonzwa kuti Chris zvizvauye nazvo.
Yes, Jonga, I'll go back to Ms. Mandazi. Are you still there?
Regando ne kuti vari pedyo here Ms. Mandazi. Yes, taura hako Chris.
Yes, Ms. Mandazi, we understand that the people who are quarantined are eating a very poor diet. They are being given beans and cabbage and stuff like that as if they are in jail. What have you heard about the food?
The food is really disgusting, Chris. Even those who are in prison, they cannot eat such food. The food is just poorly cooked sadza with beans and cabbage, with no salt, with no cooking oil. And these people are being denied access for, like, if you want to take food to the relatives, they are not being allowed. They are refusing. The social welfare people are really, really rude. They're treating those people as if they're in prison, or they're treating them as young children. Unfortunately, today I tried the whole day to call social welfare in Blawayo. I was not successful because I just wanted really to raise my point, because I was really, really upset. And as well as people, if they raise any concern and they know that you are the one who have raised the concern, they punish you. You are not going to be discharged or to let you go home. You will stay in that quarantine place for more than 30 days. So people are really scared. People are being treated so bad in Blawayo at the UEC. I've been trying all day today to call social welfare, because I'm really, really concerned and I'm worried about my relatives and the people at large, because things are not happening well in Zimbabwe. They're not really right. They would rather let them go home than keeping them in the quarantine places.
Yes,
because I think the government, another way, we would think.
Chris was requesting you to just repeat that in isiNdebele.
Into ebengiyicho bengithi abantu ngendlela abaphathwa ngakhona ukudla kwabantu UEC akurayithanga. Abantu baphiwa ikhabheji, baphiwa ibhinzi, ikhabheji engela sawuto, le khabheji engela cooking oil. And abantu abavunyelwa futhi njalo ukuthi sibaphathele ukudla, abavunyelwa ukudla okuvela ngaphandle. Kunzima ngoba abantu bengaqalisa ukukomplaina ngakho. Kuthiwa abantu bayapanishwa ngabakhitshwa ku-quarantine, bayahlaliswa isikhathi eside ku-quarantine. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngizamile namhlanje ukuthi ngifonele i-social welfare yeBlawayo, but inamba yakhona ibingangena. So into yakhona ibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba kungcono i-government iyekele abantu bahambe endlini kulokuthi babe sendaweni abakuyo, ngoba they are sharing one toilet, they are sharing one kitchen, they are sharing one bathroom. Ngendlela abaletha ngakhona abantu kuyesabeka. I've got ama videos which I'm willing to share with the world. But that is not right.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, Chris, that we failed to get a government official to our show. I think that should have helped us responding to these allegations.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa and Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Tina vanoitwa vasimbiso ranga vanoshanda mune zveutano muno America. Togamuchira muchirongwa chedu varanga.
Hi Mr. Kandemire and hi my viewers.
Yes,
that's what I say.
We also have Dr. Edgar Munatsi, vari pano pachirongwa tinava Jane Moyo, vari muno Washington DC, vari muchirongwa na Miss Mandazi, vari ku UK, vari muchirongwa. Nyaya yatirikurukura ndofunga mainzwa varanga yatirikutaura nezvayo yekuti matambudziko arikusangana nevana veZimbabwe kunze kwenyika, ma efforts arikuiswa kuti pawanikwe vaccine tinoona ofutwa mwana weZimbabwe wari kudzokera kumusha from the diaspora wari kusweswa maquarantine centers ari kutaura kunzi haakodzere kuti anga achigarwa nevanhu. Tombotanga nekutarisa dunhu ramuri, muri dunhu ripi muno muAmerica?
Inini ndiri ku North Carolina kuCharlotte.
KuCharlotte. Kwakamira sei tichiona kuvhurwa kwakuitwawo matunhu muAmerica?
Zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti nzvimbo muNorth Carolina dzinosiyana. As we know, kune high density yevanhu like macities, vana Charlotte, Greensboro, Kurali. Munoona kuti manumbers evanhu vane COVID-19 akati kwirirei. But as you go kuma outskirts like kuma beaches kunana Wilmington, you'll find out kuti ma numbers they are pretty low. Obviously vanhu vari kuma beaches woko vanenge vari kutoti vanhu vari kubva kuma big cities ndo vari kutounzira chirwere kuma outskirts uku. So ndo zvatiri kuona, but ma businesses ari kuvhura, vamwe vari kuita social distancing. My banks avurawo, but tiri kuona kuti vari kuobserva social distancing. Thank you.
Welcome. Dr. Munasi, that's Mr. Simbiso Ranga, who is in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is talking of the measures that are being taken by the states. North Carolina is one of the states that have opened for business. So he's saying people are still observing social distancing. Zvine zvatiri kunzwa kuti hazviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakaita sekumusha. Nemuno muAmerica, even here, we saw some beaches yesterday. They were open and people were said to be not observing social distancing. Dr. Munatsa, how important is this social distancing?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. Social distancing is very important. I'm sure you've seen now that many countries which instituted lockdowns and social distancing as a measure of controlling coronavirus are starting to record very low numbers of people infected with coronavirus. And if these are not observed or relaxed willy-nilly, we might face the danger of getting again into another lockdown because of increasing cases. So it is very important that people maintain social distance, keep on, making sure that they are not flouting these rules, because they are very important in terms of saving lives. Imagine if countries are going to go into a second lockdown, the economic hardships that we are talking about right now is going to be even worse.
Yes. Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, sir.
The ball is in your court, man.
Okay. So let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, what do you think should Zimbabwe do?
I didn't hear the entire question.
Yes, hello? Go ahead.
Mr. Moyo, I was saying, do you think the measures that were taken by the Zimbabwe government to have an indefinite period of lockdown was the right move?
I think these things should be looked on a case-by-case basis. I mean, when you look at the numbers in Zimbabwe, they are very low. And also the deaths, they've only reported 4 deaths. But I don't think saying that the lockdown should be forever, I think it's a bit unrealistic. I think it's okay to say we're not sure when we're going to reopen, but you can't say indefinite. That doesn't make sense at all. I think their messaging should be changed. It doesn't give people confidence that, one, they are in control of the situation and that they are taking measures that will prevent the spread, as well as to make sure that they are maintaining social distancing and all those things that are required. The thing is, we are seeing now that the places that are becoming colder, like the Southern Hemisphere, we saw that with Brazil now in South America, the cases are actually spiking there. So thinking of Zimbabwe and Southern Africa, for instance, which is which is also now going to its winter season, there's a chance that we might see a spike also in the infections of coronavirus over there. But I think to say it's indefinite is a bit overkill to me. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, John.
Yes, maybe Mr. Moyo raised a very good point there, the issue of winter. Dr. Manat, is it true that this coronavirus pandemic thrives in winter?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. So far, I think the advice and evidence from the WHO or the World Health Organization is that it is not very clear whether winter or summer favors the transmission of coronavirus. And I think just to respond to what Mr. Moyo was saying about Brazil, I think you would also realize that Brazil is one of the few countries that have not instituted lockdowns as a measure of controlling coronavirus. We have seen actually the citizens of Brazil protesting that their president is letting them down because he doesn't want to institute lockdown measures to control coronavirus. But to answer your question, so far the evidence is that it might not matter whether it's winter or summer.
Thank you so much, Chris Ndofunga, wanga uchizwa Dr. Munatsi achitsanangura. Asi ndogona kungova dena zvakare Dr. Munatsi, asi ndisanda dena Dr. Munatsi timbonzwa kuna Mr. Ranga. Mr. Ranga, what's your take there on the issue of the weather?
And thank you, Mr. Kandimiri?
Kandimiri.
Absolutely. I can't see you. I think Dr. Munatsi is very right. The evidence so far doesn't support that it matters whether it's winter or it's warm. Because as we speak, you know, some parts of South America, which are hot at the moment, you know, they are seeing large numbers of patients get infected, including Peru. Of course, you talk of Brazil. You're talking of even the Middle East, where it's hot around the year. So what is clear is that, you know, it's a transmissible disease. You know, it's a virus which we transmit through the respiratory system. And it's just like I give people the example of tuberculosis, right? Tuberculosis does not respect whether it's winter in Zimbabwe or whether it's hot in Zimbabwe. It really just, if you're gonna, you know, breathe in the droplets, you're going to get the virus. Now, the question of how long it might stay on the surface and so forth, that's where probably temperature might matter. But as long as someone has it, they are gonna transmit it to the next person. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Jonga. There's also been complaints that in Zimbabwe, those who are quarantined are actually paying for the tests. And I just wanted to ask Ms. Mandazi if she has heard anything to that effect.
Let me bring there, because, you know, our platform just allows four people at a time. So let me bring Ms. Mandazi there. Ms. Mandazi, can you hear us? Yes, Ms. Mandazi, I think it's connecting. Yes, we are connecting to her. Ms. Mandazi, can you hear? Chris is asking you a question. Chris, maybe you can repeat that question.
Yes, Ms. Mandazi, I said we have heard reports that people who are quarantined in Zimbabwe are actually having to be asked to pay for the tests, the coronavirus tests, and if they don't have the money, which is around $56 or something like that, US dollars. Have you heard anything to that effect from your relatives who are quarantined?
Ms. Mandazi, I think she's not connected there, but I can see she's there up there. Maybe she's having problems with connections. Yes, maybe Tombo enda kuna Mr. Moyo tichi edza kuti connect Ms. Mandazi. Maybe Chris, you can throw a question to Mr. Moyo.
Okay. Mr. Moyo.
Yes, Mr. Gunn.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, here in the United States, we have seen that like we pointed out earlier on, that some of the states which have reopened, the numbers are spiking. Do you think that the lockdown here in the United States should be reinforced, especially those states that have reopened?
Yeah, definitely. I think the CDC and the White House issued guidelines on when and how people should open. First, they said that there should be a continuous downward trend of new infections, which, if I recall, they said should be less than a certain number. And therefore, automatically, if your state is going the opposite direction, I think the lockdown should be reinstated, because you are now putting other people at risk, because we cannot be controlling the virus over in New York, which, by the way, they've done a great job, because as we all know, New York had the highest infections in the country. So it's proved that the lockdown and social distancing has worked in New York, because the numbers are all down. We're talking hospitalizations, we're talking infections, intubations, we're talking even deaths. They are trending the right way, the correct way, and therefore you would expect a state like New York to get to a certain level where they are comfortable at reopening and then maintain those standards. When you look at these other states where it's starting to spike, I think it's only fair for them to follow the guidelines issued by the CDC and reinstate the lockdown and enforce social distancing. Chris.
Thank you so much, Chris. I think you what Ms. Moyo said. Yes, I wanted to ask you, Dr. Munatsi, whether there is any hope of a vaccine in the next maybe a month, 2 months, or 3 months, because, you know, we've heard there are more than 10 companies, if I'm not mistaken, that are carrying out trials, vaccine trials. Dr. Munatsi, any hope?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. To be honest about your question, the process of coming up with a vaccine is a very long process. Ordinarily, it to take years under normal circumstances. But we understand that we are living in an unprecedented time, and many countries are putting efforts and making sure that there's a vaccine as soon as possible. But to say we expect a vaccine in the next few months, I don't think that is feasible, because many companies that are trying to come up with a vaccine, the process that they are right now is to make sure that the vaccine itself is working. And then there is also time that is needed to see if the vaccine does not cause any unwanted effects on the subject that is being tested on. So that ordinarily takes a long time. Under normal circumstances, you'd expect even 10 years, but we if we are very lucky, maybe after 18 months to 2 years. But I think it is also possible that we may never find the vaccine for coronavirus. People have been looking for vaccine for HIV for a very long time. It is still a process. I think there are other, you know, possibilities for things like therapeutics, diagnostics that might come even before the vaccine.
VOA Africa Zimbabwe yave kuenda pamasaisai matsva pasatellite anoti SES5 KU band ne C band transponders. Munokwanisa henyu kuramba muchitinzwa pamasaisai eIntelstat 20 kusvika mwedzi unouya chikumi 30. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere kuti munotibata sei, endai paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Ticharamba tichikupai zvirongwa zvamunofarira, asi iko zvino pamasaisai matsva amunokwanisa kunyatsotibata.
So this means that we'll remain quarantined or in lockdown or moving around with covered mouths for a long time, eh?
Definitely. I think in the long run, I think as companies and scientists try to come up with vaccines and therapeutics, it is important for governments to make sure that
the strategies that they have been using so far, lockdowns, social distancing, are maintained, or at least people learn to practice those more efficiently as economy starts to reopen.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Munatsi. Yes, ndanda bunza Dr. Munatsi, mbunzo wekuti, pane tarisiro here yekuti pangawanikwa mishonga wenhomba kana yatingati vaccine wekudzivirira utachiwana wecoronavirus kuti unge uchibatira pavanhu mukati memwedzi ungava mwedzi umwe chete miviri mitatu inotevera. Vari kuti nyaya yekuti pawanikwe mishonga iyo kana vaccine inyaya inotove nhoroondo inogona kutora nguva yakareba. Kunyange hazvo paine vari kuedza pano nepapo kutsvaga mishonga iyoyo vapa mienzaniso yekuti zvakafanana nekuti pane HIV yane makore akawanda pasati pawanikwa mishonga chaiwo chaiwo unonzi uyu ndiwo uripo, asi pane pachiwanikwa mimwe mishonga inogona kunge ichidzikisa huturu hweutachiwana ihwohwo. Ndofunga ndagona kutsanangura Dr. Munatsi.
Ndizvozvo chaizvo magona kutsanangura vajonga.
Thank you so much. Vamoyo uko, Mr. Dan Moyo, maybe Chris has something for you in his pocket there, Chris Gandhi.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, what do you think? I know you are not a doctor, but what do you think about the fact that the idea to, I mean, the efforts to have a vaccine seem to be eluding doctors? Do you think this is a complicated virus, seeing that it can be washed away with a mere soap?
Yeah, well, it seems that way. From my understanding, vaccines for diseases such as these are not easy. As my brother was saying, AIDS has been around now for almost 40 years, if not more, and they still don't have a vaccine for it. So, and what we've heard from Dr. Fauci, who's the senior infectious diseases person here in the U.S., is that it usually takes 18 to 24 months for a vaccine to go through the trials and the testing and all that. So it is a process. Right now, they're just going to try and fast-track it. But I wish they don't follow advice from Trump and start using things like bleach, as he was suggesting, because that's definitely not a vaccine, and it surely doesn't help. We had companies that manufacture disinfectants coming out and say, please, people, don't use our products for that. Our products are for cleaning. And yes, they might kill the virus on the surface, but that doesn't mean you should inject yourself with our products. So, yeah, the vaccine issue is a serious one, because it's going to determine how things are going to go going forward.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ranga.
Hi, Mr. Kantimire. Yeah, I echo the sentiments that Mr. Moyo and Dr. Munatsi there. That, you know, a vaccine is a process, developing a vaccine. And what we have to bear in mind is that we only knew the RNA sequence of this virus in January this year. That's like 5 months ago. And we're still even understanding everything we need to learn about COVID-19. So what that means is that it's just going to take its time. And of course, we can fast track certain things, but only to a certain extent, because some things just need time. And that's what we are dealing with when it comes to COVID-19. And what I think people should be thinking about is the fact that we can't shut down economies forever. So we have to figure out how to operate in the presence of COVID-19. You know, the same way we operate when we deal with the flu, when we deal with things like tuberculosis, you know, which are things that are transmissible. But we need to get to that level where the numbers are manageable, where we can do contact tracing, things like that. And then when we get to that extent where we can take care of those who are infected and minimize the chance of them spreading the disease, everyone else can go on with their normal life, practicing social distancing. So I suspect that the new normal is going to be where we go to work, but wearing face masks for a while, you know, making sure we have basic hygiene, which is something we're supposed to be doing anyway, where if someone gets infected, then they get isolated, you know, like we normally do for any other transmissible diseases. So I think that is kind of the future for a while until we get a vaccine. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Ranga. Please, Ramba, anyu muripo parunare. Tizwe kuna Dr. Munatsi. Dr. Munatsi, takanzwa wo mutungamiri weAmerica wa Donald Trump achitaura nyema mapiritsi anzi anonzi hydrochloroquine or something. Ndingatadza kunyatsotsanangura scientific name yacho, asi vane mapiritsi avaiti vaimbonwa iyo svondo rineri ndofunga kusvika rino kubva kune rapera iri. Zvinhu zvakakosha zvakadii zvemishonga yavari kutaura izvo?
Akadhamiri, mishonga uri kutaurwa navaTrump unonzi hydroxychloroquine. Mushonga wagara uripo kwenguva yakareba uchishandiswa kurapa zvirwere zvakaita semalaria, zvirwere zvimwewo zvinenge zvanaarthritis. Asi dambudziko remushonga uyu ndirekuti une maside effects akati wandei, ende uyezve ongororo netsvakurudzo yakaitwa naana mazvikokota inoratidza kuti haushande pakurapa coronavirus. Ungatodaro uri kutokohwedzera vanhu vane coronavirus. Saka zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasashandise mishonga iyi kunze kwekunge bedzi vanyorerwa muzvipatara nemachiremba kana vaenda kunorapwa. Otherwise pangaite dambudziko guru nekuti mishonga une zvimwe zvaunokonzera zvatisingafariri, ende haufaniri kumwiwa semamwirwo aitwa navaTrump, nekuti vaTrump vanga vasingatombotevedzeri kunyangwe even mamwiro acho emadhosi nei, vaingomwa vachindomwa rimwe chete pazuva.
Aiwa, tazvinzwira kubva kuna Dr. Munatsi. Maybe Dr. Munatsi, you can repeat that in English for the benefit of our other listeners.
Thank you so much. I think in terms of claims by some you know, very senior political figures about the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine has been around for a very long time. It's been used for treatment of conditions such as malaria and some rheumatoid diseases. But the truth of the matter is that the evidence that has been gathered so far shows that hydroxychloroquine is not effective in terms of treating coronavirus. It might, in some instances, actually worsen the situation. And hydroxychloroquine naturally has some unwanted side effects, even when it is used for treatment of malaria. So it is important for people to understand that they should not take hydroxychloroquine as a prophylaxis or prevention for coronavirus or as a treatment without consulting their doctors.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrica okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa iSatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola kuIntelSat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukanhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku VOA Ndebele la ku Twitter ku VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Thank you so much, Dr. Munatsi. Before I go to Chris, regai ndione kuti Miss Mandazi wa kwanza rikunge vachitinzwa pachirongwana kuti nguva yatisingavanzwe. Miss Mandazi, are you still there? Hello, Miss Mandazi?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Chris,
Miss Mandazi, hear me?
She can hear us now. Yes.
Muri kuninzwa?
Aiwa, tiri kunzwai zvakanaka kwazvo.
Yeah, Miss Mandazi, can you hear me?
Yes, Miss Mandazi.
I can hear you, Mr. Gandhi.
Hello?
I can hear you clearly.
Kuluma Chris, she can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you, Chris.
Yes, I asked earlier on that if you are aware of any charges that people who are quarantined are being asked to pay because we understand they are being asked to pay for the testing. Is that the correct position that you have heard from your relatives?
Yes, Ms. Mandazi, Chris, just asking that.
I understand you would.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm on that. At the moment, abantu bayatiza ukuphuma, bayatiza ukuphuma kuma centers. They are, but no ama equipment yokutesta ukuthi bateste ukuthi bale COVID yini. Then into endakalayo bayahlaliswa isikhathi eside ngoba kwabe kungelani kungela equipment ukuthi bakhitshe ba discharge bahambe ekhaya ukuthi batholakala ukuthi kabala COVID. So ukuthi uzuphume you will have ukuthi udize uphume uhambe endlini.
Yes, we can. I can. I was saying Jongai,
ngiyezwakala.
Yes, siyabuzwa. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, yiyo into endakalayo khathesi ukuthi yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying I wish we had someone from the government to really give us the other side of the story, which I'm sure most people are not aware of, that people have to pay for the testing themselves, that the food is not good, and so forth and so forth. I think these were questions which we are still going to try to raise with the relevant authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your raising them as well.
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. Before we go to Mr. Ranga, maybe I can go to Dr. Munatsi. I think we have lost Mr. Jen Moyo because I can't see him here. But tichona kuti ngava bata here. Dr. Munatsi, tombotanga tanzwa kuti maonero enyu ne kuti vanhu vanga vachienda mberi zvamakakurudzira kuti veruzhinji vaite tichitarisa zvikuru kumaruzeva kumaruwa kuZimbabwe. Tirikuona takataura nehama neshamwari tinovabvunza kuti hatisimboona muchipfeka zvana maski nezvimwe zvakadaro izvi. Zvikanza zvinonetsa kuti uswero wakazvivhara kumuromo uchitadza kutaura nevanhu vako hama nemaneighbor nenyaya yekuti unobva wane kwangu unodada. Vamwe vari kudyira poison mukunyara Dr. Munatsi. Zvii zvamungataura?
Mr. Jonga, tikangoda kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanzwisise kuti coronavirus chirwere chinouraya. Vanhu vazhinji munyika pasi rose tiri kuona kuti vanhu vakawanda varasikirwa neupenyu. And kurwadza kwazvo ndekwekuti ticharamba chirasikirwa neupenyu kusvikira takwanisa kukontrola chirwere ichi. Saka kumaruwa zvakakosha kuti vanhu vateerere vanzwisise kuti kugeza maoko nesipo nekupfeka mamask akutaurwa waya zvinhu zvatinofanira kuramba tichiita kwenguva yakareba kuitira kuti tisarambe chirasikirwa neupenyu nehama dzedu.
Varanga, munotiwo nenyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vari kufamba vachitadza kunge vachichengetedza social distancing, kuvhara miromo nekumbundira nhanze hazvinhu zvatisingakwanisi kutinge tichiita. Kuzongoti nhasi ndomuka ndakutaurira neighbor yangu varanga kuti mirai ikoko, hamufaniri kusvika padhuze panapa, taurai muri ikoko, munhu anoti chii chaitika. Munotiwo varanga?
Zvandingataurira vanhu ndezvekuti zvataurwa naDr. Munatsi ndo chokwadi chaicho. Maface mask zvinhu zvatisina kujaira. Saka we understand kana vanhu vari kuti face mask is unusual, kana kuti umwe munhu anoti akapfeka face mask paya pokuti achitaura nemunhu oribvisa, that's when you are supposed to keep it on. Because pakutaura paya ndo panoenda madroplets, ndo panoenda chinyi. Asi chiripo ndechekuti this is an inconvenience to everyone. But this is how we keep each other safe. So if I have COVID-19, ndikataura ndiri kukosora kana kungotaura zvako madroplets ari kuenda to the air around me, that's how I spread it to my neighbor, to my brother, to my sister, to my uncle, anybody. So that is why it's very important. It's a big inconvenience, I tell you. Nobody likes it. It's not something we're used to. We can't hug each other. We can't shake hands. And we can't see people's face. So it's a challenge for everyone. And unfortunately, until Tava ne better control of the disease, like Dr. Mnatsi said, we don't have another feasible option. We just have to do it because that's how we're going to save our lives. That's what how we're going to save the life of our neighbor. You know, it's just we take care of each other, you know, and that's how we do it. Let's do social distancing. Let's wash our hands. Let's not use our hands to greet each other. Let's use my face mask when we are out there. Thank you.
Makatirira kustudio 7, munotibata pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930-6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata maangwanani nenguva dza 6 pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930-7270 ne 9885 kHz pa shortwave.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ranga. Chris, I think in Guadiru Zapera, Mashoka Unga, Bunza, Vadaredu, Chris.
Ah, Junga, I don't think there'll be. I wanted to ask about the Chinese trials, but from what I can see, I don't think we have enough time to ask that.
Yes, we are exactly 2 minutes away from the closing of the show.
Yes, so we will thank our guests and. Hope that they join us again in future.
Yes, maybe yes, Ndebele, Mama Mandazi, your last word. Miss Mandazi, your last word. I think we are having problems. Yes. There's a poor connection there. I think there's a poor connection. Yes, Yabonga, Miss Mandazi. Dr. Mnatsi, your last word.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My last word is just to give encouragement to Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and abroad that. Let's keep each other at heart. Let's make sure we practice social distancing, good personal hygiene. Those who are in the diaspora, please continue supporting those who are in Zimbabwe. It's a very difficult time for everyone, but let's take care of our relatives. Let's take care of our brothers and sisters as we want to celebrate this year.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mnatsi. As Chris always said, there is no extra time in this program. I would like to thank Dr. Edgar Mnatsi, Mr. Sibiso Ranga and Mr. Dan Moyo, together with Ms. Mandazi, for joining our show. Good night, Zimbabwe. Chris.
Yes, until we meet same time next week. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri in Silver Spring, Maryland. Good night.